this is a poetry generator, so you can make your own poem. You know those stones?
A grid of rotatable carved granite cubes engraved with words looks out over a windy bay from the pretty medieval city of Solversborg.
You just make your own poetry.
The
like
rivers,
this.
The rivers of meat.
Yeah.
Greenify the dawn.
This is quite fun. You can.
It was commissioned just before Sophia Lenninger joined the local culture department a decade ago. Now she's its head. She's at the front line in a new culture war, which has broken out in Sweden over public art commissions just like this one.
Utmanande samtidskonst, provocerande samtidskonst, kanske inte vi tycker passar nere på torget.
That is Louise Eriksson, the new city mayor from the Sweden Democrats, a right-wing populist party. The party ruled in August that the town should choose timeless, traditional public art over that which is provocative or challenging. To give a sense of what she wanted to avoid, she pointed to the cartoons of menstruating women displayed in the Stockholm Underground. The new cultural policy, which critics say has faint echoes of the Nazi ban on degenerate art, has caused a stir in Sweden. Henrik Simons, a reporter for the local Sydostran newspaper, says some locals agree with the mayor. It's local artists and Swedes who are afraid of the party gaining ground across the country that are worried.
Here in Sölvesborg, there has been an outrage in the art community, you can say, among the, what should you call it, regular people. Not so much, I think. There's some that says it's good, there's some that say that it's bad. But like across the country, it has been a really big question, actually, because here is their the first ruling position in Sweden. So everything they do here echoes in like all of Sweden, you could say. What they do here, they would like to do on a national scale. So everyone is closely watching what they're doing.
Walking around the city, you see rainbow flags hanging everywhere outside shops and houses. They're there to protest against the new local government's decision to stop hanging pride flags outside the council offices once a year to mark Stockholm's Gay Pride Festival. One of them belongs to Elisabeth Svensson, who in 2012 was one of the last local artists to get a public commission from the municipality.
You found it.
You
found
it? Yeah, good, good. Thank you.
When did you put the rainbow flag outside your house? That's not a reaction to the Sweden Democrats.
Because I think it was a very stupid decision to start a conflict about this pride flag. It was very, very stupid.
We sit down in her kitchen, which is decorated with her own tiles, each of which has a relief of a human face. She says she's still optimistic, despite the latest decision on public art.
I'm sorry for them because they have no education. They don't know what they are doing. So I'm not so angry. I'm sorry, very sorry.
Back at the harbour, the local head of culture, Sophia Lenninger, is careful not to directly criticise the council's leadership or indeed their controversial new policy. But right at the end, she snaps.
I think it makes everything a bit boring, actually. Mm. Uninteresting. What's the point? If you have to beware of being provocative dealing with art, it doesn't mean that you're aiming to be provocative. But if you want to talk about something that is on your mind, that is dealing with problems from today, then maybe you are provocative for some people, but you are releasing other people's minds.
She needn't have bothered watching her words. 2 days after my visit, Lenninger is sacked. Her boss said they disagreed on the responsibilities of a departmental head. The culture war in Sölvesborg has claimed its first victim. Richard Orange for DW in Sölvesborg, Sweden.